in all of this is I never kept a black book. But because I live here in California and the business was in D.C., all the calls were long distance. And as we all know from our long distance bills, they're all itemized and recorded. And they and the government, when they were here in the house, and there were 12 of them, oh, it was quite the production from what I understand, SWAT team style, the whole thing. There were 12 of them running around here. And they walked by those phone records countless times because I know where they went in the house and where they had, how many times they had to go past those records to get to other things that they took. And it's unbelievable the amount of times that they must have walked by those records. They never took them. And I don't think they ever connected the dots that records would be itemized because they were long distance. So the irony of all of it is, I did have the ultimate black book.
You did, and yet it's already been published on the internet, mm-hmm. right? It's on your website. It's been appropriated to other websites as well. Mm-hmm. We already see the evidence of this in the admission of Senator David Vitter from Louisiana, but he doesn't actually admit to sex per se. I've been watching his words carefully on this, and he admits to having called your agency, and then he admits to having essentially fallen from grace and sinned in front of his wife and in his church, and he has been forgiven by God. But he doesn't actually say that he had sex with anybody that was connected to you.
Well, he dare not say that he had illegal sex because he's going to be indicted as a co-conspirator if he does, and if he falls within the statute of limitations. And if he says that he had legal sex vis-a-vis illegal sex, he is going to be a defense witness if this case ever goes to trial.
Well, he would have to. Couldn't he be a defense witness anyway? I mean, can't you call him as a defense witness because he's admitted to having